All right, guys, so now we're going to get to the meat of it. Now, remember, the importance here is you do not change the pages or the order of the pages. Make sure that you have downloaded the entire pre-listing pack and you've seen how the page layout is actually supposed to look. This is critical. Some of you are going to be lazy on this, and you're going to be cranky when you don't take listings, even after you followed all the other systems. It's because you've skipped this little tiny detail. So here's the detail. Notice how the pages are set up in an index format. When you open the folder and there is a picture, you can see a completed pre-listing pack, the pages are stacked at different heights. Why did we do it that way? Quite simply, as we've described before in the introduction to the pre-listing package section of our previous presentation, we talked about the fact that sellers, for the most part, are concerned about the same really two or three things. But you will find the occasional seller who's really wanting to drill down on something like internet marketing or your team or whatever it is. Maybe you're competing against an agent who during their presentation is going to talk on and on about the greatness of their internet marketing. Well, guess what, guys? You have a page in preparation of to essentially counteract that seller or that listing agent's potential listing agent's presentation. So you're going to be able to be as strong as the strongest agent. There might be other agents in there that are going to talk about their relocation contacts and all the stuff they do to attract relocation business. Guess what? You've got a relocation page. How it presents, remember, moments of truth is critical, so make sure that you format your pages in the pre-listing package exactly like we have so they can open it and they can pull out the pages without flipping through like a book and looking for what's important to them. They'll be able to open it, see the title of the individual pages, pull that out, and that will help them to focus on what's most important to them.
That's right. Tim, let me jump in for just a second. One of the other reasons that it's stacked like this is to make it very friendly to all four different personality styles. Some people who are very amiable are going to tune right into your testimonial page. They're going to pull that out. They're going to see what people are saying about you, and that's good enough for them. The drivers are going to go straight to the facts. The expressive people are probably going to look at all the different logos in your resume and, you know, who are you, right? So, and the analytical people like their charts and graphs and various things. This makes it so that it doesn't matter what type of personality you're presenting to, they're going to pull out what's important to them.
That's right. Again, so don't, by the way, personality profiles, what the heck was Julie talking about? I love how Julie does these little foreshadowing. We're going to do an entire four-segment presentation, maybe five, on an upcoming coaching session that's going to be all about understanding the personality types. Again, one of our favorite topics. It's wonderful to understand. It's great to understand yourself what personality type you are, but the real secret sauce in understanding the DISC, or it's been called different things, in essence, it's DISC personality profiles. You know, a lot of you guys, when you maybe worked at a corporation before, they gave you something similar, or you
Myers-Briggs,
whatever. Okay, so we're going to talk about that. We're not just going to talk about all the normal things that's that you need to understand, but we're going to talk to you about some secrets and how to instantly identify the personality profile of who it is that you're actually presenting to.
And how that benefits you as a real estate professional. It's not just, hey, here's some great information. It's how can you monetize this new knowledge that you have. My point on the pre-listing pack is that if you don't stack the pages and it just looks like this big stapled together 20-page thing that you've put together, and you're in front of somebody who's super direct, they're going to look at that and go, God, I'm not going to read all that. Toss it aside, right?
Yeah.
Versus
exactly.
Handing to them by title, hey, if you care about how my commission works, pull out the commission page.
Okay, so now let's really talk and focus on something very, very critical. When you are presenting to a seller, okay, especially sellers, it is not about you. It is not about you. It is not about you.
Please write that down. Memorize it.
Right. When you're presenting to mostly sellers, you cannot make it about you. You cannot talk about you. They do not give a rat's ass about your dog, most of them won't, and all the things that normal agents talk about in listing presentations. They don't care. Guess what, guys? Don't care about your awards. Don't care about, for the most part, your community involvement. A seller is only interested in, and it doesn't matter what personality type they are, what you can do for them.
That's it. That's a huge, huge point, right? Those of you who have been doing your listing presentations by winging it and talking about, you know, how great your awards are and how social you are and all this kind of stuff, that's all about you, right? They, as Tim said, do not give a rat's ass about you. I'm sorry, But you know what? Any of you guys who have dealt with cranky clients are pretty clear on that. They want to know what's in it for them. What is the benefit to them? Why specifically are you the best agent for the job of selling their home? And I'll tell you, Tim, when I teach this on a one-on-one basis, the way I put agents on the spot is I say, all right, you have 3 minutes. Tell me why specifically I'm going to choose you versus someone else.
Uh-oh. Good Lord. Just hearing that question made me a little nervous. Okay, guys, seriously, that's really incredibly good coaching right there. If you were asked, and this is the fear question, right? This is why most agents never go beyond their immediate centers of influence and friends to do business with, because they don't want to face down that question. Why should I list with you? What makes you special? Most agents think that the only way to do that is talk about themselves.
They'll tap dance, and they sound like they're BSing.
Yes, and you guys, I'm not going to pick on any of our coaching students who are the stars of the reality TV shows, but you guys know who I'm talking about. You've seen some of their presentations before they were involved in coaching, and they are tap dancing. And it is pathetic to watch. It is sad. But I have to say, from our perspective, it is a guilty pleasure. There's nothing like watching $1 million listing LA with a glass of wine in our hands.
Right.
Okay. So.
And guess what? All of you guys always say the same exact stuff. I'm going to market your home. I'm going to give you online exposure. I'm this and I'm that. I.
That's right. Okay, so the essence of our pre-listing pack and the essence of your mindset is that the seller is only about themselves. And if you find yourself, look for how often you use the personal pronoun of I, that is a red flag subconsciously to anybody, but especially a seller. The seller wants you to say you. The seller wants to feel like you're only focused on what's important to them. Okay. That is the essence of why this pre-listing pack works. That is the essence. All these little things that we've been doing our best to teach you thus far about the pre-listing pack, I'm doing our best to essentially explain to you why we do it the way we do it. But really what I want you to do is not ask us to explain it, not ask us to spoon feed it to you, and we just want you to do it. If you were one of my personal coaching clients, I would not waste all this time and energy and effort trying to sell you on the importance of doing it. I would just say, you have 2 weeks to get this done. I will help you prepare every page. It will be done. It will be done at the highest level. Now this is how you present it. The best way to learn, guys, and this is an absolute true fact, is by doing and learn along the way.
It's okay if it's not absolutely perfect. Just get it done, and you can tweak it along the way.
That's right. I mean, perfect is the enemy of done. Your focus is done. You can change
exactly
it along the way.
So let's jump into these actual pages, Tim.
Let's do. I'm excited.